Hello?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. May I speak with Tamara McCroy?
Yes. Yes, that's my name.
First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know you're calling on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Yes, I can.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and an internet blog or television station?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure, we are representing. Ma'am?
Yep. Yeah, you got to make sure you complete this call to get your credit.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
You got to make sure you complete the call to get your credit, right?
Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
My age?
No, your race, your ethnicity, where you're from.
Okay, I'm black. Yes.
Okay. What is your age?
44.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
And please write your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
Extremely motivated.
And what's the reason you rated your motivation to be 10? Extremely motivated.
Because of the change in the candidate.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Because of the change in the candidate.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president of the United States?
Approve.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
And thinking about how the economy is going, especially for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind with the cost of living, or rising up to the point where you can't really get ahead?
They're keeping up with the wages, with cost of living.
Now, I am going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of a voting issue it is for you. Taking greater actions to combat climate change, making us less dependent on fossil fuels, and building a clean energy future.
With this topic here, it's important to me. I would give it about an 8.
Okay, thank you. Creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness.
I would give that a 10.
Reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable.
I would give that a 10.
Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
I would give that a 10.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
I would give that a 10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
I would give that a 9.
Investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages for home cares. For home care workers?
I would give that an 8.
Okay. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose two. Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, bringing in new leadership and making change for the first woman of color president, stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable.
Okay, can you repeat the first two for me, please?
Sure. Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy.
Okay, so the second one and then the one, the third one, I believe, where you mentioned about a woman president. We're okay. Overdue.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. J.D. Vance.
Scale of 100. I would give 50.
50, all right. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I would give it 80.
All right. Republicans in Congress.
I would give 50.
I'm sorry, you said 50 or 15?
Yeah, 50.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
I would give her a 95.
Joe Biden.
I would give him a 78.
Jill Stein.
I would give a 70.
Michelle Obama.
I would give a 80.
Donald Trump.
I would give 45.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
I would give Kamala my vote.
And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? In the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
It would probably be a Democrat.
As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we would like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming a Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people.
I agree.
Okay, would you say somewhat or strongly agree?
I would strongly agree.
Okay. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
I would agree.
Okay, would you say somewhat or strongly?
I don't think strongly, but I guess if that's my only option, then I would say strongly.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? Rising crime and violence.
I think Kamala can convey it better.
Okay, would you say much or somewhat?
Much.
Increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you.
Kamala, much.
K-12 tackling inflation and growing the economy.
Kamala, much. If she can do it, she can convey this mostly to the American people.
All right, thank you. Racial inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Kamala, much.
Okay. Mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illness.
Kamala, much. I think she has more connectivity to the, my son is in his 20s, and he's just like, Mom, what are you doing? I think she has more connectivity to the American people than Trump does.
She don't.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing. Our country is being overrun with illegal immigrants, and the effects are devastating for American citizens. Rather than using our country's resources to build up our own communities, politicians are opening up our borders. This crisis undermines U.S. workers and jobs, increasing crime, drains the treasury, and overloads schools and hospitals. We must get out and vote to ensure that we elect leaders who will work for us and put the interests of American citizens first.
Okay, so what was the three options again?
Just on a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is this? You know, as in
somewhat
for a reason to
middle.
Vote?
Somewhat in the middle.
Somewhat. Women's health is often overlooked in this country. Among higher income countries, we fall far behind most of our counterparts, with more than double their maternal mortality rates, and African American women have more than double the maternal mortality rate of any other race in the nation. It's time we use our political power to demand leaders fight for women's health, for maternal health, and to protect our reproductive rights over our own bodies. Our vote has power, the power to save lives. We must use that power for our health.
Yeah, so that one is very sensitive for me, right? Because I have a 501c3 where we provide counseling to mothers with perinatal and postpartum mood disorders, you know, anxiety, depression, psychosis. And I was actually on the Hill in Florida lobbying last year when they signed the bill about the, I'm not going to go there, but so with regards to that statement, you know what I mean, being convincing where we can actually get some traction in the right place, I regrettably say I'm going to stay in the middle because,
okay,
you know, I'm not going to go into it, but yes, that's my final answer.
Okay. Our rights, freedoms, and power are under attack by extremists who feel threatened by our progress and the changing demographics of our country. They are dismantling the policies and laws that so many generations have fought to put in place over the years to tackle racial and gender inequality. From affirmative action to college diversity programs to business funding specifically designed to help minority and women business to control over what we do with our bodies, they are fighting our progress. Voting is how we use our power to fight back by supporting those candidates who will fight for our rights and make sure we don't go backwards.
All right, and that's, I'm going to stay in the middle. I mean, it sounds good, but when what we see in action is just something completely different.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10.
Repeat that for me again.
Yes. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10.
My rate of motivation is a 10.
Okay, thank you.
Every vote counts.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. TikTok.
No, I don't have a TikTok account.
Facebook.
Yes.
YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Twitter.
No. I do have a Twitter account, but I don't do it no more.
Instagram.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm in my doctorate program.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm divorced.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Not. I have one child, and he's over 18.
Okay. Does he live with you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Gosh. We have rabbits and bears and deers in our, but we have a Walmart like 12 minutes away. it's not rural. I guess suburban.
All right. Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
The first option.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Employed.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Woo! 17 minutes and 18 minutes straight. All right. Thank you so much. Keep doing a good job there.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night, ma'am.